This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong police used tear gas to disperse the thousands of pro-democracy activists gathered in a shopping district late Sunday afternoon. The demonstrators had come to protest against what they see as China's creeping interference in Hong Kong since the territory was returned to Beijing by Britain in 1997. Earlier Sunday afternoon, some demonstrators marched to the American consulate to thank the United States for newly signed bipartisan legislation supporting the Hong Kong pro-democracy activists. Some activists carried banners reading, "President Trump, please liberate Hong Kong and let's make Hong Kong great again." British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will toughen sentences for people convicted of violent crimes and terrorism if he wins the national election this month. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
With just under 2 weeks until UK voters head to the polls, security has become one of the election campaign's pressing topics. That comes after a man convicted of terrorism and released early from prison killed two people in London on Friday before being shot dead by police. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party have long championed tough police and prison measures, but opposition parties have criticised the governing party for overseeing almost a decade of cuts to public services. Three people remain in hospital, two of them in a stable condition after Friday's attack.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. A regional bus in Tunisia has crashed off a hill Sunday, killing 22 people. The Interior Ministry says 21 additional passengers are being treated at nearby hospitals. Russian emergency officials say 19 people died Sunday when their bus plunged off a bridge. This is VOA News.